A Prayer for When Time Doesn't Heal a Broken Heart by Tracy Miles. He heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. Psalm 147, verse 3. I thought they were dead for sure. 20 years ago, I planted 4 gardenia bushes against the back wall of my house because I'd always loved the dainty white petals and their sweet, clean fragrance. But I never imagined those tiny bushes would one day be bigger around than my arms could stretch and stand as tall as I am. And I definitely never imagined that every spring and summer we'd be blessed with hundreds of gardenia flowers for weeks. Eventually, my children learned to share my excitement each April when tiny little buds would begin peeking out amongst the lush green leaves. Then we'd anxiously await May and June when all 4 bushes would explode with beautiful white blossoms. I'd cut blossoms off the bushes and tuck them into a vase on my kitchen table, enjoying the scent which permeated my home. But then it happened. Last year, I hired someone to trim the bushes due to their enormous size. A few months later, when they looked like stacks of scraggly sticks, I became worried. Then, this past spring, my fears became reality. It was then I learned it hadn't been the right time of year for trimming bushes. April rolled around, no gardenias. Then May, no gardenias. When June came and went and still no gardenias, I gave up hope, certain they were dead forever. But lo and behold, in July, one gorgeous little bloom suddenly popped out. I was so excited, I took a picture and texted my kids. Then I plucked that one little fragrant flower and put it into a tiny vase. Over the next week, more buds appeared, and within weeks, each bush had several blossoms. My daughter Caitlin, who shared my justified despair over our beloved flower bushes, came home and saw the scattered blossoms tucked in the sparse foliage. Her face lit up, and she excitedly exclaimed, "See, Mom, I told you they weren't dead. They just needed time to recover and heal." I stopped and thought about that simple yet profound statement, and a smile crept across my face. As I walked back into the house holding my little bouquet of freshly cut gardenias, today's key verse, Psalm 147, verse 3, came to mind. He heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. In this verse, we're reminded that even when we feel alone in our brokenness, we're not alone at all. God is always with those who are hurting, and He sees their broken hearts. Then the verse says He bandages their wounds. It takes time for wounds to heal, especially emotional ones, but it also takes the intervention of a Savior who will tenderly nurse our wounds until healing has taken place. Over the past several years, my heart has been broken in ways I didn't know it could break. For many months, I thought I would never feel alive again, thriving or beautiful ever again. Although my heart is not completely healed yet, God has been close by my side during the journey to recovery, and I know that without Him, no amount of time could heal the wounds only He can see. But now, my heart's slowly begun to blossom again, much like my gardenia bushes as they struggle to bloom again. Maybe today you're wondering if your heart can ever heal from hurts, circumstances, or losses inflicted. If so, allow yourself to believe God sees you, hears you, and loves you. He knows you can't do it on your own, and He wants you to know He is there to help you begin feeling alive, thriving, and beautiful again too. Anytime we're wounded, it takes time to recover and heal. Our bodies heal on their own because that's the way we were created. But when our hearts are broken, it takes much more than time. It takes Jesus. Let's pray. Lord, please heal my broken heart. Fill me with the peace and joy I know can only come from You during this hard time. Walk closely beside me during my journey to healing and recovery that I know is possible through Your power alone. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, hello. Puniz Petway here, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. Are you someone who loves to take a deep dive into God's Word, one verse at a time, to explore His will for your life and desire to draw closer to Him? If that sounds like you, I'd love to invite you to head over to lifeaudio.com and search Your Daily Bible Verse to tune in and subscribe for daily inspiration, life application, and spiritual transformation through the in-depth exploration of God's Word.